share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The iSigner facility under the Employees Provident Fund (EPF) is now open and is said to benefit housewives, those who have lost their jobs, and employees who have suffered a pay cut of 30% or higher. Yesterday, EPF took to their website to announce the eligibility criteria for those who qualify for the facility, which is now open to 8 million account holders. Eligible members are divided into two categories: unemployed, gig economy, pay cuts, and housewives. The first category consists of EPF members who are workers in the formal sector, those who are self-employed, and workers in the gig economy who have not contributed to their EPF for a period of time. Those who qualify under this category also include those who have lost their jobs, those who were given no pay leaves, and housewives. These members qualify for the iSigner facility if they have not contributed to their EPF for at least 2 consecutive months or have suffered pay cuts of their base salary by 30% and above since March of this year. Those eligible for this category do not have to provide any supporting documents, as their approval is processed based on EPF's internal data. They only need to apply online following this link starting the 21st of December too, and payment will be distributed by January next year. Total income and benefits reduced by 30% and above. The other category of members who are eligible for iSigner consists of EPF members whose total income, including benefits like allowances and overtime pay, have been reduced by 30% and above since the 1st of March 2020. For this batch of applicants, supporting documents are necessary, and EPF will have to verify your application through the provision of your payslip before and after your income was reduced, your employer's suspension or reduction of allowances, overtime pay. But if you don't have these documents, EPF will still consider your application if you can provide a bank statement or your employer's written acknowledgement. However, seeing as consideration is being given for certain members, the application status of those who apply will only be notified 2 or 3 weeks after they submit their application, and payment will take place before the end of the following month once the application is approved. Members under this second category can start applying via this link starting the 11th of January next year. To expedite the process and ensure you get approval for the facility as soon as possible, EPF advises its eligible members to register for iCon, update their phone numbers to receive the TAC at EPF kiosks, and ensure their bank account numbers are active. How much can I withdraw? If you're wondering how much you can withdraw under the iSigner facility, EPF says this is strictly subjected to your account 1 balance. Earn 100,000 and below in account 1. Can withdraw any amount up to earn 10,000. Payments will be staggered over a maximum period of 6 months, with first payment of up to earn 5,000. Earn 100,000 and above in account 1. Can withdraw a maximum of 10% of account 1 savings or up to earn 60,000, whichever amount is lower. Payments staggered over a maximum period of 6 months, with first payment of up to earn 10,000. For more information, visit EPF's website for clarification or further details. Also read, EPF Account 1 withdrawal applications can be made in December. Source, Free Pick Source, Borneo Post Online Source, Forbes Source, Harian Metro. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.